Welcome to the Real Live Faith Podcast. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Janice. Life is a parable. All of creation points to God the Creator. We're going to be talking about how we see this in action in our everyday lives and how we use our good days and our mess ups to grow in our relationship with the Lord.
We don't know in what season of life you find yourself currently, but let this be a season of new life and growth. Join us as we talk about having real faith in real life.
Have you ever pondered Good Friday and what it was that made it so good? Why would that day ever be associated with the word good? Do you know what happened on that day? It was a dark day, physically and spiritually. Luke 22:44 tells us, "And it was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour."
Good Friday was Jesus' last day on earth in the flesh, in his body. He was crucified. We're told in 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all time, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." And 1 Corinthians 15:3 tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Galatians 1:4 also says that he gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
And it was just as Jesus had foretold. The day had come for him to be crucified. Can you imagine the heartbreak and sorrow that overwhelmed his disciples, his family, and his followers? They had so many plans and expectations. They wanted him to conquer the enemy and rule as king on the earth. They wanted him to stay with them, not leave them in death after just a few short years together. There was so much more work to be done, more people to heal, more people to save.
But he had come to do the Father's will. And you may wonder what the Father's will was. Well, it was for Jesus to be a sacrifice for us, to provide forgiveness for our sins. Jesus paid a debt we could never pay. A debt that he didn't owe. He said in John 19:30, "It is finished." He breathed his last and heaven began counting to three. Because even though the darkness of Friday was thick and heavy, Sunday was coming and Jesus would prevail. There would be victory over death.
I love that. He breathed his last and heaven began counting to three. Amen. You know, there are so many reasons for that Friday to be called Sad Friday. Or Bad Friday, Hopeless Friday, or even maybe Despairing Friday. Jesus' body was removed from the cross, and it was taken to a borrowed grave. This was not a joyous occasion at the moment. The disciples felt sad and alone, and it probably seemed as though God had gone silent.
Jesus had said it was finished, but he was just getting started. Luke 24 begins by saying, "On the first day of the week, at early dawn." It was a sad Friday and a silent Saturday, but Sunday was shining bright as the Lord was alive and reigning. He had risen. He was not there in that grave. He was not laying there in grave clothes. He was raised to life just as he said he would be. Death had no hold on him.
And how amazing, because many kings and rulers have lived and died on this earth, right? And when you visit their tombs and grave sites, what do you most likely find? Dry bones in their place, right? But we read in Luke 23:55 and Mark 16 verses 1 and 6 that the women who had come with him, Jesus, out of Galilee, these were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, came to his grave and looked on the place where they laid Jesus's body, and he was not there. The greatest words in these Easter passages of the Gospels are, "He is risen." Our King Jesus does not have dry, rotting bones in the grave. He is alive and well, in fact, sitting at the right hand of God and ruling. We serve a risen Savior. That ought to make somebody stand up and shout hallelujah. That ought to make you happy.
It should if you know him. Do you know him? Do you know he died for you? He died to save you from your sins. He died for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And it was all a part of God's plan. Jesus wasn't surprised that he would have to bear the cross for you and me. He willingly went to his death. He endured something you and I could never have done. He is the only sinless sacrifice that would do.
Yes, and in fact, Romans 3:23 tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Romans 3:10 tells us there is none righteous, not even one. We like to think that we're good people, but the truth is that our goodness will not get us into heaven. No amount of good in us will get us where the shed blood of Christ will take us. These verses tell us we are all sinners and we all fall short. That means we can't save ourselves. We can't get ourselves into heaven on our own merit. In fact, Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 tell us it is by grace we are saved, through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. And really, left to ourselves, we would never make it, because Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death.
Now that may sound depressing, but the good news is quick to come. The rest of that verse says, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's his love for you and me. And the greatest news of all is that we can receive eternal life because Christ died for us.
Amen to that. You know, Romans 10:9 through 10 tells us that if we confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. What a wonderful message. Those verses go on to say that it's with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. It's not just good news, it's great news. Salvation is the most important decision of your life. And it's our prayer that if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today you will search your heart and consider your eternal destination.
If you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you are part of the greatest family ever, God's family. John 1:12 tells us, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
You know, I'm so thankful to be part of God's family. I placed my faith in Christ at the age of 25, and it has given me such peace and comfort to know that I will see so many of my friends and family members in heaven. But my heart is burdened for those I know and love who have not yet accepted salvation. You know, our time on earth will be the only time that I know them and see them, and it brings me back to my original question, why is it called Good Friday? Because if you are not a believer, if you do not have salvation in Christ, you may not see the good in that day. You may think Jesus was just a man who died and some of his friends and followers were sad. Well, yes, he died for you. He died a gruesome, painful death, bearing your sins and my sins, the sins of the whole world, so we could be with him and other believers in heaven for all eternity. Please don't miss this.
Please don't keep going about your days on this earth without making sure your eternity is secured with Christ. And if you are saved, go and tell someone else the good news. Easter Sunday isn't the only day you're allowed to share the gospel or invite someone to church. We're called to do that every time the opportunity arises. How will they know unless they hear? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to tell them. People must know.
If you have not placed your faith in Christ, why wait? Seek him and call on his name for salvation. Confess that you are a sinner and repent of your sin. Surrender to Jesus today and place your trust in him as Savior and Lord of your life.
Thanks for listening to the Real Life Faith Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share us with others so they too can learn about living out real faith in real life. You can check out our blog and shop at reallifefaith.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Gab Social. Don't forget to sign up for our emails to receive exclusive subscriber content. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.